Amy referenced Phoenix's budget problems. It's something that could come up during Mayor Greg Stanton's State of the City address next month. Mayors across the valley have been delivering their annual municipal assessments and will continue to do so. Glendale Mayor Jerry Wire's speech, for example, is next week. So how are cities doing? To find out, we welcome Ken Strobeck. He's the Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
So how are cities doing? What is the state of valley cities?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that after you asked me the question earlier, and I think I would characterize it as cautiously optimistic, but with some figurative and literal potholes in the road.
Okay, so what are the literal, I mean, I guess we know what the literal potholes are. What are the figurative ones?
Well, the figurative ones are ones that Amy just mentioned, those things such as benefit increases, health care, pensions. Those are things that are obviously in the news a lot and are rapidly increasing more than revenues are increasing. Revenues are coming back from the recession. We should be clear about that. But they're not coming back as fast as some of those other costs are increasing, as well as the fact that, you know, for a long time, city employees have been either flat or on very, very limited salary increases. There's now some pressure from both unionized organizations as well as a number of the cities and towns that are non-union, but to actually start giving some salary increases to their employees. So that's adding in. And then as the literal potholes are things such as deferred maintenance, technology increasing, you know, keeping up with new computers and particularly with road and street maintenance.
Actual potholes. So, you know, when you talk to folks at the Capitol, for example, there's generally a sense of, okay, we've sort of weathered the storm. The worst is behind us. We might be in for another little dip here or there, but it's not going to be as bad as it was. Is that the general sense with cities as well, or it sounds like they might be a bit more concerned?
I think there may be a bit more concern at the local level, just because, you know, when you're talking about the state, you're looking at the entire economy of a very large state. City by city, things could be better or worse depending on where you happen to be located and what the attractions or the capabilities are of cities. You know, home building for so long was the number one driver of many of our municipal economies, and now home building is coming back to some extent, but not nearly to the degree that it was before, and that's probably a very good thing. But that's also very spotty. You know, there are a lot of communities that are either built out or are close to being built out, or it's just cost prohibitive to build. But in fact, in some areas, there's some infill going on, you know, where they're taking lots that maybe were not built on, that are in a more urbanized area, doing more infill there. So it's not the huge developments. It's more, you know, project by project kind of construction.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody with Ken Strobeck of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Phoenix obviously is having its financial problems, and being sort of the anchor of the valley, the capital city, the biggest city in the state, how much do the problems that Phoenix has sort of ripple throughout the rest of the valley and affect other valley cities?
Well, it's like what I was talking about. I think definitely Phoenix, being the by far the largest community, certainly has an impact. But there are other cities that are doing things like Phoenix is in terms of trying to attract new development, economic development. We've seen, obviously, the big news of Mesa landing the Apple company. Tempe has done very well with this new State Farm facility and some of those other recruitments for jobs and economic development. And that's really where the emphasis is now, is let's look at what we can do positively to attract jobs, to build the economy, to get that whole you know, rising tide going again, so we can all recover.
Another of the cities that's had some problems that have been fairly public is Glendale, with everything going on with the Coyotes and the revenue and the spring training facility, Camelback Ranch, and the debt on that. Glendale, for a while, was sort of the rising star of the West Valley, almost like the Phoenix of the West Valley. I'm sure Glendale leaders would not like to hear it referred to that way, but exactly, metaphorically. So, I mean, much like, you know, Phoenix's problems potentially impact the rest of the valley, do Glendale's have a similar impact?
I'd say not really. There's not a lot of spillover because of what happened specifically in Glendale with, as you mentioned, the investments in those sports facilities. And, you know, it's very ironic that the economy just happened to hit the downturn right at the time when all those things were coming due for major payments. If we had been a few years different in that cycle, you know, Glendale might have been riding high, might have been the most prosperous community in the entire state, and everybody would have said, wow, why didn't we follow that model? It just timing was bad for some of those investments that they made.
Would you say that cities outside the valley are basically in the same situation as valleys, as cities within the valley?
I'd say yes, with a few exceptions. You know, most of them didn't go through the big boom that we had in the valley with housing to begin with. So when the downturn came, they weren't as negatively affected as valley cities were. And also, they just tend to be a little less volatile when their economies are based on either mining or agriculture or those kinds of things that just go on a more regular basis in other parts of the state. Now, I will say there are a couple of exceptions, like in Taylor, where there was a paper mill that was really critical for the entire regional economy. That closed down, and that's had a big effect up in that part of the northeast part of the state, and other places where there are, you know, single industries that maybe are either thriving or in decline. But in general, I think the rural areas are less volatile than the cities here in the valley.
We have about 30 seconds left, so I know this is going to be a tough question to answer in that amount of time. Are there particular bills going through the legislature now that concern you as far as helping cities continue to recover or maybe impeding that recovery?
Absolutely. In fact, state legislation on impact fees and the TPT bill last year have had an impact
that
on
was
our
the
local
sales,
economy.
The sales tax.
Sales tax, yes. And now this year, we're very concerned about this exemption of tax on electricity for manufacturing. Right now, it's really broad, has a big impact. We think it needs to be narrowed significantly so that cities and towns aren't hurt by that.
Ken Strobeck is the executive director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, thanks.
Thank you.